This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Commission wants to speed up the approval in the European Union of experimental COVID-19 drugs, according to a document released by the EU executive Thursday, with the aim of having at least 3 new medicines authorized by October. The Commission also said it will draw up a portfolio of 10 potential COVID-19 therapeutics and will identify the 5 most promising ones by June, hoping to launch joint procurements on behalf of EU governments by the end of the year. The Commission did not clarify Thursday which drugs it would select for possible supply contracts, but other recent EU documents show the EU executive has already been in talks with drug makers developing monoclonal antibodies for possible procurement. The only COVID-19 drug so far approved in the EU and bought in a joint procurement is Gilead's remdesivir, which the World Health Organization has said is not effective on severely ill COVID-19 patients. Britain is discussing ways of increasing production and supply of COVID-19 vaccines with the United States and World Trade Organization, a government spokesperson said Thursday, after Washington supported waiving their intellectual property rights. U.S. President Joe Biden threw his support behind waiving intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines Wednesday, bowing to mounting pressure from Democratic lawmakers and more than 100 other countries, but angering pharmaceutical companies. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has previously hailed the role private pharma companies played in bringing about COVID-19 vaccines. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday he supported the idea of a waiver on patent protections for coronavirus vaccines as Russia registered its 4th virus shot, Sputnik Light. This is VOA News. Thousands of Greeks demonstrated Thursday against a controversial new labor law, police said, as strikes crippled transport and public services. Some 6,000 people marched in separate protest in Athens, a police source said. Demonstrations were also held in other major cities. The strike wave shut down the civil service, sidelined ferries, and halted most public transport in Athens except buses. Several flights are also being canceled or rescheduled due to a work stoppage by air controllers. According to the government, the reform introduces optional working hour flexibility, sets rules on remote work, and includes safeguards against workplace sex harassment. The Taliban have captured Afghanistan's 2nd biggest dam. After months of fierce fighting in their former bastion of Kandahar, the insurgents and officials said Thursday, Dalia Dam is now under Taliban control, local officials told AFP. It provides irrigation to farmers via a network of canals, as well as drinking water for the provincial capital. The dam's capture comes after clashes erupted in neighboring Helmand province this week, just days after the U.S. military formally began withdrawing its remaining troops from Afghanistan. The International Criminal Court sentenced a commander of the notorious Lord's Resistant Army, the LRA, Thursday, to 25 years jail for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Dominic Ongwen, known as the White Ant, was a Ugandan child soldier who became a commander in the LRA. Prosecutors had asked for a 20-year prison term, saying Ongwen's own history as a schoolboy abducted by the LRA justified a lower sentence than the maximum 30 years to life allowed by the ICC. Thursday, he was given a 25-year sentence by the Hague-based court. He was found guilty in February of 61 charges, including murders, rapes, and sexual enslavement during a reign of terror in the early 2000s by the LRA. The Bank of England said Thursday the UK economy will enjoy a stronger-than-expected recovery this year, after the government began easing its coronavirus pandemic lockdowns quicker than anticipated. The improved outlook, which handed support to the pound, comes as the BOE kept its main interest rate at a record low 0.1% following a regular policy meeting this week. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight of the next-generation launch vehicle in South Texas Wednesday after 4 previous landing attempts ended in explosions. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.